Breitbart News policy event with Vice President J.D. Vance rescheduled to November 20 in Washington. By Hannah Knudsen on October 29, 2025. Breitbart News is hosting a policy event with Vice President J.D. Vance on November 20 in Washington, D.C., where the Vice President is slated to discuss the many policy victories the Trump administration has seen in the last 9 months, from ending foreign wars to economic victories here at home, and much, much more. Vance was originally slated to participate in the big policy event on October 21, but it was moved due to his scheduled trip to Israel to help solidify the Trump peace deal ending the war in Gaza. The event, a discussion with Vice President Vance and Breitbart News's Washington Bureau Chief Matthew Boyle, has now been officially rescheduled for Thursday, November 20, 2025. No other media outlet can replicate Breitbart's ability to bring the most influential leaders in the Trump administration directly to their audience. William Martin, communications director to the vice president, said ahead of the event. He added, "They have spent years at the leading edge of the key issues driving President Trump's America First movement." Vice President Vance is thrilled to join Matt Boyle for a discussion on everything that this administration has accomplished and all that's left in store for the American people. Breitbart News CEO Larry Solov said in a statement, "We are beyond thrilled to continue this event series with our biggest guest yet, Vice President J.D. Vance. This just further demonstrates that Breitbart News is the paper of record for this moment in our nation's history," Solov added. Boyle, who will lead the discussion, said in a statement that it is clear that Breitbart News is the publication of record for the America First movement. "We are pleased to serve as the convening force that brings major voices like Vice President J.D. Vance to the table for open and honest discussion about key policy victories President Trump has had in the first year of his second term and what lies ahead on the horizon in the next few years as well," he added. Breitbart News is partnering with CGCN and the Alpha Institute to put on the event. CGCN's Sam Gadoldish said ahead of the discussion, "A decade ago, Speaker Boehner and Leader McConnell struggled to unite Republicans on a shutdown strategy where the GOP voted no, and Democrats won the political framing. Today, the party's completely unified in keeping the government open, while Democrats wear our old straitjacket," he continued. "History will show President Trump's selection of J.D. Vance was a move David Axelrod and Karl Rove combined on their best day couldn't have pulled off." CGCN is proud to partner with Breitbart and Alpha for a conversation only Matt Boyle could pull off. Honest, candid, unfiltered, Gadoldish added. Alpha Institute co-founder Matt Sparks said, "Vice President Vance came of age during both the technological revolutions and the industrial decisions that define our country today. Now, second only to the president, he is the most important voice for how we handle these two issues moving forward. Considering these issues will be the determining factor of America's future. We're lucky he's there," he continued. "And we can't wait to hear more on his vision in a conversation with Matt Boyle. It is expected to be a wide-ranging discussion, potentially hitting the various victories the Trump administration has won in the last 9 months and perhaps previewing what is to come in the remaining 3+ years of the Trump-Vance administration." All the while, Vance has remained a fiery asset for the Trump administration, remaining on offense and trolling Democrats while debunking their near-daily lies and fabrications. Vance, for instance, made clear on the first day of the government shutdown that it is the Democrats, not Republicans, who are to blame. "Nearly every single House Republican voted to open the government, Matt. Nearly every single Senate Republican voted to open the government last night. And even to their credit, a few moderate Democrats voted to open the government," he told Breitbart News's Boyle during a press conference. "That's not a Republican shutdown when nearly every single Senate Democrat votes to shut it down and every Republican voted to open it up," he said, explaining the stakes. "The Democrats are willing to shut it down to benefit illegal aliens. The contrast couldn't be more clear. This will end up being the 7th policy event held by Breitbart News, coming after a fruitful policy discussion with Interior Secretary Doug Burgum in March, followed by a conversation with Secretary of Agriculture Brooke Rollins in May, Energy Secretary Chris Wright in June, and Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent in July. It will follow scheduled events with Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy on Friday, November 7 and EPA Administrator Lee Zeldin's event on Monday, November 10.